Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in our series entitled, The Faith Crisis. Go to Luke chapter 5. We'll take a look at an example of the paradox of faith. Remember, a paradox is a statement contradictory to common sense, yet true. Your faith will oftentimes manifest in a contradictory move against common sense, but it's yet true. When you hear the voice of God, when you hear the direction of God, when you hear God speaking, it can be totally contradictory to your common sense. There are people that are, you know, because of the economy, are holding on to things. But you see, when you start to, you know, because of the economy, we got to tighten our belt, we got to pull back, we got to stop doing a lot of things. When you get that mentality, your faith stops working. Your creativity stops working, and you start to limit yourself to what you have in your hand. But when you keep scattering, when you keep operating by faith, when you refuse to stop, guess what? Your faith will go and unlock things that are out there already. I mean, there's no lack in God right now. There's no limitation on God right now. He's the same yesterday. He's the same when the nation was prosperous. He's the same God when you had more money than you knew you could shake a stick at. He's the same God when you had that job where you just had so much money, you know, you didn't know what to do with it. He's the same God that's on the throne when you don't have a job. He's the same God. And if you just limit him to your job and your position, then you are limiting God to your common sense. But faith is a paradox. It's not limited to, nor is it in agreement with your common sense. And I guarantee you, when you walk by faith, God will try you. And he's not trying you to be trying you. You know, some folk try you. Now your children try you sometimes. He ain't trying you for that. He's trying you to try to get something to you. To try to teach you a pathway. To try to show you that he's already blessed you. Malachi talks about, God says, prove me. Please prove me herewith. And see, won't I pour you out a blessing? I'll open up the heaven and pour you out a blessing you won't have room to receive. But see, some, because of the environment, have relegated their walk to common sense. And you limit God. You back off of your commitment. Now you only have preference. You don't have conviction. We want to reestablish that. Because faith is a paradox. It's not just a feeling. It goes beyond feelings. And that's why it's imperative that we wait upon God to hear his voice, wait upon God to open doors, wait upon God to show us the way. I'm telling you, even when I went to Ohio, God brought something to me without me praying for it that he knew was in my heart. I met my two brothers there. They came down, my son's uncles, and we had a wonderful time together, but one of them brought me some things that God knew was in my heart for a long time. And I had no idea he was going to do that, but he gave them to me. And I'm thinking, Lord, here's another thing that you knew was in my heart. But as I'm seeking your face, these things that are in my heart are being drawn in. See, sometimes we're seeking the things, and therefore faith is not operating right. Now you're operating on your faith. See, when you seek God, you are operating on God's faith. God's faithfulness. Because you're trusting Him. You're looking to Him. And guess what? Stuff that you desire that you even forgot about. God hadn't forgot about it. And guess what? This being drawn to you as you are drawn to Him. See, this other type of faith draws you towards stuff. I'm believing God for the world. Believe God for who He is. And draw near to Him. And that other stuff will be added to you. It'll come to you in ways that you don't even expect. In ways you hadn't planned, it'll go beyond common sense because faith is a paradox. It'll get you stuff that you forgot about, that you wasn't thinking about, that you had no way of getting. It'll come to you. Luke 5, chapter 1. Let's look at another paradox of faith. It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when he had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. The paradox of faith, the natural realm, had beat Peter and his brothers up all night. How many know what a smelt is? From the Midwest, you know what smelts are. Smelts, the little real good tasty fish, but the little fish, smelt. They hadn't caught a smelt. Not a smelt in the net. Now what? All night. And see, they understood as fishermen, they fished at night because that's when you caught the fish. By the moonlight, certain times of the moon and that, they fish because that's where you caught them. You didn't catch them during the day. But now here's the paradox or the faith paradox. Jesus said, okay, I'm going to teach you a lesson here. You fished all night, but I've released my word. Now I want you to launch out into the deep where you came from last night, and let down your net. Peter responded, of course, Lord, we fished all night. We ain't catch nothing. What good is it going to do to try to fish in the daytime? If we didn't catch anything at night, you know we're not going to catch anything in the daytime. But Jesus was getting them to break through the barrier of common sense and to yield to the paradox of faith. Because, see, when you go beyond that common sense in obedience to the word that Jesus speaks, then there's a realm that is unlocked. Where'd them fish come from? Come on, somebody tell me. That's a $1 million question. Where'd those fish come from? They'd fished all night and not a fish came near the boat. But they went back to the same spot in the daytime and they had to beckon the other ship to come in order that the ship didn't sink with the amount of fish they were putting into it. The faith paradox. See, that faith called on something that God had already blessed them with. But see, your toil won't get it. You can work and work and work and work, but if you're not operating in faith, you'll never touch that realm of blessing that is promised to you, that belongs to you, until you obey, until you go all the way. Peter could have argued with the Lord on the shore, but he said, at thy word, I'll let down the net. In other words, I feel like I'm going to look like a fool here. People look at him and say, he fished all night. What are you doing putting down the nets in the daytime? He know better than that. You don't fish during the day. People on the shore, among his peers. But yet he said, at thy word. And he did that, and guess what? Faith reached into a realm where the fish were. Hello? How many know God's got a supply? Oh, yes, an abundant supply. More than enough. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, but it's the paradox of faith. When you operate in that, you defy a natural order. You have that. That is your covenant right. I said, that is your covenant right. Whatever sphere you are in, whatever your dimension you are walking in, wherever your job is, wherever your home is, wherever your family is, wherever your need is, hello? You have a supply there somewhere. But God is waiting on you to launch out into the deep in the daytime. Because your faith is a paradox. Contradictory, but true. Look in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The natural man counts these things as foolishness. The natural man, the carnal man, the man that is governed by sense and even governed by common sense. Now, there are times we exercise common sense, but we're not governed by common sense. What sense did it make for Elisha to take a new cruise and put salt into the water? What are they going to do? Except God told him to do that. And what did it do? It took all the disease, all the sickness, all the stuff out the water, and the water of that place became pleasant. What would it be for Paul to send aprons that he preached and he put on his body, and then after he preached, he would send them to different places? And people would take the little apron or the little handkerchief or whatever it was and place it on a part of their body where they were sick, and they'd be healed. What kind of sense was that? That's not common sense. But they reached into a realm of faith. And see, it's there all the time, 24/7. But the challenge is, are we there? Amen. Sometimes you allow this world to, let me say it like this, like a fighter. You get punch drunk. Amen. Your senses, everything gets dulled. We need our senses keen. We need discernment. To be in touch and tune with the Spirit of God, to act as God says, to do things that God says, because it unlocks things that are locked, things that are hidden from the common carnal man. They'll never operate. They'll just operate on, you know, A, B, C, D. When you can be operating on all of them at one time by faith. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 7. Samuel is sent to anoint the next king of Israel, to Jesse's house. And he gets all his sons standing in front of him. In verse 6, it says, and it came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab. Now, this is Samuel, the prophet. He looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature. Because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man sees. For man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Let me say it this way. The Lord looks at the heart of a matter. He's not looking on the outward appearance or the fruit of the matter. He's looking at the heart of the matter.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.